seven races to go here. Let's keep our head in this thing.
Roll on through. Same gas.
Start your engines and smoke the tires. This is Inside Alabama Racing with your host, Tommy Prater.
He is the reason for this full course yellow that we are under at the moment.
Stay with the sports station, WNSP, for NASCAR news, interviews with drivers, crew members, and track officials around the state and around the nation.
Fired up. Stay on the racetrack if you can. Stay on the racetrack if you can.
It is side of my mirror. Says objects appear faster than they appear.
No, he's that fast.
Inside Alabama Racing is brought to you by Alabama Pipe and Supply, Judy's Place, and Wave Distributors.
Oh, yeah, guys. This is what it's all about right here. Got a guitar. Hell yeah.
Have you seen any of the replay? They have called one of our teammates to the trailer. Oh, bye.
Now, here's Tommy Prater.
Boogity. Let's go racing, drivers.
Welcome to Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater. Thank you for joining us this evening. It is beautiful outside, but it is hot. And speaking of hot, everything has been turned up as we're making the turn at the midway point of the 2021 season. It doesn't get any hotter this weekend than at Pensacola Five Flag Speedway. Twin blizzard night, $40,000 on the line for the winner if you can win both nights at Five Flag Speedway. It's an incredible double twin killing at is one of America's raciest racetracks in the world. To preview it, we'll have three-time Southern Super Series champion Casey Roderick, who will be making his first blizzard start of the season this weekend. Now, while NASCAR has taken 2 weeks off for the Olympics, the ARCA Series is still plugging along. Coming off of a big weekend at Berlin last weekend, headed out to Iowa this week, we'll get a perspective of both from Venturini Motorsports driver and 2020 ARCA Series West champion Jesse Love. At 16 years old, folks. We'll wrap it all up with the Moose Call. We've got a lot of results from New Hampshire. And one of our regulars wins at Berlin, led wire to wire. We'll have it all for you right here on the fastest hour in radio on WNSP.
Streaming live on WNSP.com, keeping it mostly between the lines. Here's Tommy Prater.
Right? Still. Welcome back to Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater. Thank you for joining us this evening. Great looking day outside today. I'm sure there's a thunder boomer around or two, but I think this is the most uninterrupted sunshine I've seen, which has happened today. Nice to be not rained on for a change. Every week, our program is brought to you by Wade Distributors, Alabama Pipe and Supply, and of course, our friends at Judy's Place. We had a big crowd at the Wednesday table today. Gina Shield Knowles from Mobile International Speedway joined us today, as she does more often than not, and revealed that there will be two more nights of racing at Mobile International Speedway. She is bannering around several dates now to come up with for the guys, but we should have an announcement for you on that in the next week or so, I hope. She has two race dates left out in Houston, I believe. And then she's adding to Mobile because of the huge response by the fans and the racers racing at Mobile International Speedway. Pensacola, double blizzard series this weekend. If you win both, $40,000. Huge field of cars. Well, I think they're at 36 right now. We'll preview all that with Casey Roderick. And then while NASCAR is off, ARCA is still plugging along. And California's Menlo Park Jesse Love will join us. You just will not believe. 16. A lot of winners from over the weekend. Sunny South Raceway. In the Bandoleros, Dana Nelson. In the Bandits and Outlaws, Taylor Carter, Carter Taylor. I got it. They sent me the results, first name, last name first. So, you know, I'm like, oh, Anchorman. I'll read whatever you put in front of me. In the Legends, Trace Capers. In the Senior Champs, Brooke Fairchild. In the Team Champs, Justin Owens. In the Junior Champs, Zoe Floyd. So she was so fun on the show. Landon Adams won the Pro Challenge. And Darvin Lyons won the Pro Senior Champ cars at Sunny South Raceway last weekend. If you missed the TV broadcast, Daniel Dye won the ARCA race at Berlin. Led every lap for his first win ever. And Daniel was supposed to join us for the program night. We'll try to get him on next week. But they had slated his victory party for tonight. And I said, well, Daniel, that'll be the perfect time for you to join us from this party. And people smarter than both Daniel and I decided that that was probably not a good idea. So we'll get him in the upcoming weeks while NASCAR's off. But what a great win for a young man that we've met last year as he made his first few starts at Pensacola Five Flag Speedway. Christopher Bell just absolutely dominated the Xfinity race in New Hampshire. Eric Almirola won the Cup race. And I don't know how you should do this, but it should have a big asterisk by it that the top two cars were taken out on lap five because of raining. It won't, and it shouldn't, but I mean, you know, what a mess. There's a lot of discussion about that. Really and truly, that does not happen very often. Locally, on a sad front, Dave Mader the second, not Dave Mader the third, the one we know as just having competed at the ARCA race in Talladega, but his dad passed away at 90 years old. He's a member of the Alabama Racing Pioneers Hall of Fame. I read somewhere where he had over 450 feature wins. Wow. What an incredible number. Our thoughts go out to the Mader family, Dave the Third, and Kelly. I know that your granddaddy was a big part of y'all's lives and a tremendous part of racing history here in the state of Alabama. On the news front, Brad Keselowski, this is really not breaking news. Everybody has the rumors about Brad going to Roush and becoming a part owner are been pretty well out there. Brad has his own ideas about ownership. You know, he closed his race teams a few years ago to create a manufacturing facility in the same building. I hope it goes well for him. This puts Ryan Newman on a part-time schedule right now, unless somebody picks him up. And quite frankly, with as many new faces that are coming into the sport, somebody of Ryan Newman's caliber and paycheck probably going to have a tough time find a place to drive. My only thing, and I said this to Steven during the break, where are all of Jack Roush's other partners that he's had over the last 30, 40 years? Because he's had a bunch. Let that sink in. TV ratings from over the weekend. NASCAR 2.1 million. Watch the Cup race on Sunday. 44,000 in attendance, according to the Boston Globe. Meanwhile, in Nashville, Tony Stewart's SRX, 1.3 million on TV. And a packed house of 14,000 in the grandstands. Casey Roderick, when we return, right here on WNSP.
This is Inside Alabama Racing on 105.5 FM and streaming live on WNSP.com. Once again, bumping and grinding, shoving and rubbing, and that's just at the breakfast buffet. Here's Tommy Prater.
Welcome back to Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater. Thank you for joining us tonight. We got a fun program. Casey Roderick slated to join us here in just a few minutes as he gets ready for his first Southern Super Series race of the season. If you haven't made plans yet, if you enjoy racing, local short track racing, this weekend at Pensacola Five Flags is about as good as it's going to get. Friday, Saturday night, doubleheader, Southern Super Series. Right now there are 36 cars on the entry list, which is an incredible number for a regular show. Go to snowballderby.com or fiveflagspeedway.com and you get all the information for this weekend, because you don't want to miss it. Just a few minutes, Casey Roderick's going to join us, and we'll talk to him about what to expect this weekend. Every week, our program is brought to you by Judy's Place. Wednesday is Cobbler Day. It's always phenomenal. We had a great group at lunch. Enjoyed seeing everybody at Judy's today. Even saw my old buddy, Joe Thompson. Hadn't seen him in a while. Also, our program happens because of Alabama Pipe and Supply. Thanks to David Jones for supporting racing here along the Gulf Coast. And, of course, Wade Distributors, Southwest Alabama's flooring leaders. And you can get it. They'll come out, measure for you, take out the old, put in the new, and get you looking absolutely fabulous at your house or at your business. This weekend, $40,000 up for grabs at Pensacola Five Flag Speedway in a Twin Blizzard doubleheader. To give us a preview of what we can expect, let's bring in Lawrenceville, Georgia's Casey Roderick, three-time Blizzard Series champion. Casey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Man, we're doing great. So my first question is, what have you been doing?
Man, just working, trying to make a living, and I messed my motor up down there at the rally back in March, and I'm just now getting it back together. So we're going to try out Pensacola this weekend, and we're looking at maybe doing that Wisconsin race on August 3rd, the Dixieland 250. So trying to get everything worked out for all the upcoming events.
It's interesting that you mentioned, because I've had a lot of people say, hey, well, he's at the Rattler. Where's he been? Right? And the idea that it's taken this long to put together the motor, it doesn't take this long to put together a motor. For a regular guy, it takes this long to put together the money to fix the motor.
That's right. And that's been my problem. And, I would have had it back together a long time ago. Money's tight, so just got to do what I can and race when I can.
Well, I think every guy that's tried to have a family and work and make a living and race, is familiar with that scenario. So now we know where you have been. Let's talk about where you're going this weekend. A lot of people will be concerned that you haven't been racing all the time leading into this weekend, but I don't think you need to have any lessons on how to get around Five Flag Speedway, do you?
I'll probably be a little rusty, to be honest with you. I'm playing hard since March. So, it'll all come to me as soon as I get out there and make a few laps. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm happy to be back, you know, at the racetrack and just go through the emotions again, you know, and get back in tune with things and focus on getting the car right.
This weekend is a very unique situation with Five Flag Speedway running back-to-back features, 100-lap features, Friday night, Saturday night. If you put together all the bonus monies and you win both nights, that's a $40,000 paycheck. We can kind of get a motor in the right direction again with that, couldn't you?
That's right. That's, you know, it's definitely good to, you know, to have that kind of money up for grabs, but I'm trying not to think too much about it going into the weekend. I just want to, you know, get down there and get the car right, get it driving good for me, and the rest will take care of itself. If we end up, you know, being lucky enough and good enough to get to $40,000, that'd be great for my program for sure. And but, you know, we're going to take it one race at a time and go from there.
Casey, there's 36 cars registered for this weekend's race. I think what's interesting to me is the mix of what I will, let's just call, experienced super race car drivers that everybody knows their names. You're Pollard, Enfinger, the list goes on pretty good. But there's also a list of young guys in some serious hot rod material.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's always gonna be those guys, you know, coming up. They're young and don't have a lot of experience. They're fast and they've got great equipment and money behind them. So, you know, they'll have early success, you know, due to all those circumstances. But you know, it's still hard to be a veteran, you know, like Bo Pollard and all these guys that run every week. I wish I could, you know, run every week, but it's just not there for me yet. But we're steadily working on some things. I thought I had a sponsor, you know, locked down to be able to race more often, but fell through. But I'm still digging. I'm trying to figure things out. So.
I think that pretty much describes, again, every racer that's trying to race and make a living at the same time while they're trying to race.
It doesn't work too well unless you have people hired to do it for you.
Well, I always say the two words.
Not all been burned.
Yeah, the two worst things you can give a racer is a girlfriend and some kids. And that'll kill a racing career every time.
Yep, that's true. it just, you know, it takes so much time and effort to do this, you know, at a competitive level, and you know, especially if you race every week. I mean, this is a full time gig. You don't have time to work. You don't have time to do nothing. You just focus on racing, you know. So. You gotta have a happy medium. You know, you gotta get it all balanced out, work together.
One of the things that comes to mind when I think about these young guys, they're not like a typical young guy that we would have seen a few years ago, where he really spent a little time in maybe a big stock car and then he got an opportunity to drive a late model. These kids that are coming in at 15, 16, 17, they've already been racing since they were 6 or 7 years old, and they've got a ton of laps. So it's a completely different person, really, that we're dealing with when we say a young person at the track.
Yeah, I mean, I started when I was five, and, you know, I've been racing ever since. I've raced something every year since I was 5 years old. And so, yeah, I mean, you get a lot of laps, a lot of experience, you know, racing different things. You know, I started in go-karts and then eventually moved my way to Bandoleros and Legend cars. And I ran late models for a little while before I did some ARCA stuff. So I just, you know, just kept moving up as I got older, you know. And just the unfortunate thing is everything costs so much money in racing. And you know, if you don't have that constant backing behind you, it's hard to go anywhere these days. Talent necessarily ain't the thing to have anymore, really. I mean, you still got to have it and do good. But, you know, you can pretty much pay your way to the top these days.
Well, I tell folks that's the most important thing is you got to have some money. Whether it's yours or somebody else's, money will help you get to where you're going to.
That's right.
Talking with Casey,
and there's people way better than myself, and, you know, that'll never – I mean, it'll probably come out here and wax all of us, you know, each and every week. There's people out there like that, but they'll never see the opportunity.
You know, I think about Thomas while he was racing full-time in the ARCA Series. He says, look, there's a lot better guys still racing at Mobile and Pensacola that I race against. I just happened to get the lucky ticket. He says, you know, if it was just purely on ability, I'd still be back at Mobile.
That's right.
Well, Casey, it's good to talk to you, buddy. Congratulations on getting back in the car this weekend. And look, if you win $40,000 this weekend, I'll come and pick up my cut as having been good luck for getting into the weekend.
All right, that sounds good. A little bit for everybody.
All right, bud. Good luck this weekend, man. Y'all have a good time.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Casey Roderick returns to action this weekend at Pensacola Five Flag Speedway, along with a star-studded field, including NASCAR driver Eric Jones, driving for the King 1 week, Pensacola the next. Jesse Love when we return right here on WNSP.
This is Inside Alabama Racing on 105.5 FM and streaming live on WNSP.com. The only driver that needs the jaws of life to get in and out of his race car. Here's Tommy Prater.
Welcome back to Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater. Thank you for joining us. Fun show tonight. Casey Roderick in to preview the Twin Blizzards this weekend at Pensacola Five Flag Speedway. Just a few minutes, ARCA racer Jesse Love will join us. Every week, our program is brought to you by Wade Distributors, Southwest Alabama's flooring leaders. You've got carpet or flooring needs, call Steve or Danielle. They'll get you fixed up. Our buddies at Alabama Pipe and Supply, David Jones and the gang, thank you for supporting racing here along the Gulf Coast. And, of course, our friends at Judy's. Wednesday is Cobbler Day, and we had a big crowd for Cobbler Day at Judy's. Enjoyed seeing everybody at lunch today. Check them out. Great food, great atmosphere. Highway 90 and Azalea. Well, this past weekend, the ARCA Series was at Berlin Raceway. And if you've never been to Berlin Raceway, well, to say it's unique may be an understatement. For those of you who are familiar with my son Thomas and his ARCA Series career, he voted Berlin one of his least favorite tracks on the tour. A guy who came out with a respectable finish from this past weekend, but appears to have the same opinion, is up on the program next. Let's welcome in the 2020 ARCA West Series champion from Menlo Park, California, Jesse Love. Jesse, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing great. Having a great time here and happy to be on the show.
Jesse, I just absolutely loved your post-race interview from Berlin. My son, Thomas, I can't tell you what he says about the place on air, but he's not a fan of Berlin, and he raced there 7 or 8 times while he was in the series full time. And it appears you had the same kind of struggle getting a hold of the place this past weekend.
Yeah, we were in there in the Money in the Bank race, or I think it was a CRA race, yeah. And, you know, we put together a good run. You know, we come to ARCA racing, you know, I was expecting to have a really good run there. We come off of a second-place finish at Elko, so, you know, we thought we'd be really good. But I don't know, I think we picked part of it was picking the wrong engine package to run. We're kind of the only team there that ran the Ilmorn from the Yates, and probably missed a little bit there. And then along with, you know, I think that we, you know, probably weren't the best in some areas. We tried some new stuff that didn't quite work. So we'll bring us to Iowa this week a little bit better this time and, you know, learn from, you know, our mistake at Elko or at Berlin, sorry. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said, it probably wasn't my favorite place for sure, but at the same time, it's still a lot of fun and still had a good time.
Well, you know, I think for every racetrack, guys, you know, fall in love, fall out of love with whatever's going on. Amazingly, if you have a good run, you fall in love with a racetrack, right? But Berlin's turns 3 and 4 and having to hit the manhole cover in the grass coming off of 4 to have a good lap, that's about one of the most unique places on the tour.
Yeah, 100%. Even, you know, 1 and 2 on the backstretch is pretty unique as well. So it is great for, you know, good racing. But, I mean, I think that after I, you know, left the CRA race, I was, you know, Berlin was one of my favorite places to go to. And then obviously mixed emotions coming back after the ARCA race. But, you know, it's really unique and it's nothing, it's not a knack on the track itself at all. Great facility and, you know, great fans, of course. But, you know, just obviously, like you said, it's hard for us, like a place we don't run the best at.
The fans at Berlin are some of the best on the tour. They normally pack the house. It's a great facility, as you mentioned. And everybody, it just used to crack me up. Every time we went there, everybody on our race team had a good time except the driver. You know, and then, of course, once the driver got in his head that it wasn't his favorite place, it just kept going downhill from there.
Yeah, it's true. I'm sure everybody, you know, on our pit and on our team had a great night. And it was honestly a fun night. But, yeah, like you said, obviously, we don't have the best run. It's not our favorite place.
Now, Jesse, you run for Venturini Motorsports, which, as full disclosure, my son-in-law works on the 20-car team. You race, your crew chief is Kevin Reed. Has Kevin been mild-mannered this year? I'm hearing stories that he's getting mild-mannered on me and losing some of his fieriness.
No, I think that we haven't been on the wrong side of any racing deal. So, I mean, I haven't seen, you know, Kevin. I don't think we've seen Kevin, you know, too riled up yet. I'm sure if he was on a 20 team, he would have been for sure. Obviously with Corey and Ty going at it, but no, I mean, you know, Kevin and I, all we do is, you know, eat, sleep, racing, and you know, we've been thinking about it a lot and working on it a lot. So no, we've been doing great, and he's been working really hard, you know, in the shop until, you know, 8, 9 o'clock every day working on it. And when he gets home, he's got his laptop open. We're working on stuff for the sim or for the next race, and we're always in touch. So he's definitely not lost any of his edge. He's probably gained some. And, you know, like I said, he's doing a great job and having a lot of fun working with him. So haven't been on the wrong side of any racing deals yet. So if that happens, I'm sure we'll see the Kevin Reed everybody knows.
I was going to say, I mean, I've seen Kevin Reed go bananas over a spilt drink, right? So, I mean, it can happen just any time.
Yeah, I know. I can just imagine us watching a movie and somebody spills a drink at a house. Like every night before the race, you know, some Venturini guys come over and The dog was annoying us, and I thought the guy was, you know, about to kick them dogs out of the house. So, you know, Kevin's obviously really funny. Everybody enjoys being around him, and we have a good time with him.
We're talking with Jesse Love, driving for Venturini Motorsports, headed to Iowa this weekend. Jesse, at 16 years old, there's not many places that you can say you've been to before that you're going back to, but Iowa's one of those places.
Yeah, I was there in the ARCA Menards Series last year with Bill McInally Racing, and had a rear end issue, but had a lot of fun, and it obviously gives me a lot of confidence heading into this weekend. So, looking forward to being with Venturini Motorsports on a big track like Iowa, and it should be a really great show. So, looking forward to that, and you know, a lot of good cars, obviously, with it being an East and a Menards, you know, combined race. So, looking forward to, you know, hopefully a great weekend of racing ahead of us. And, you know, I don't have anything, you know, bad to say about it. You know, I really think I like it a lot. So looking forward to that, and can't wait to get the racetrack.
So Iowa is one of those places that you can move up and down the racetrack to find the most grip and find a place that you and your car like to run. Do you get, in your experience so far, mostly short tracks, have you been to a lot of places where you can move around any?
Yeah, and Berlin wasn't one of them, that's for sure. no, I've been to a few places where you can, you know, really move around. And honestly, the dirt racing, obviously we said every weekend, but with the pavement racing, it's a little bit more, you know, locked down, more one lane. But a place like Iowa kind of lets us break out of our shell and search around for grip. It's important on a big track like that to have an option. And I think, you know, I wish more races was like that nowadays, and you could, you know, be able to race the line and race the racetrack more instead of having to, you know, nudge somebody out of the way or whatever. So looking forward to obviously going to a racetrack where you can move around and it's high speed and you can be up against the wall, you can paint the line around the bottom, and you can actually run the middle too. So it should be a great weekend, a great racetrack with another, you know, state that's full of great fans too.
You know, you mentioned it's a joint race, East, West, and Menards. I looked at the entry list a little while ago, and a lot of cars and a lot of good cars entered for this weekend. Do you like competing against a lot of a good race car, a good field of cars like that?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that it's important for, obviously, everybody in the ARCA Menards Series to race against the toughest guys, you know, that we can, whether it be, you know, Corey, who's obviously been doing it for a few years, or Ty, who has a lot of experience in over the past few years, especially, you know, just like Corey. So, you know, those two push us to our limit and our, you know, potential. So it's important to race against good guys like that. You know, it kind of goes back to the debate of, you know, when people like Kyle Busch come down in the Xfinity Series. I think it's good for the Xfinity drivers, and it's good for us when, you know, we'll go to Dover and Josh Berry will be running, or Sonoma and Chase Briscoe's running. So I think it's really important for us. And, you know, I think you can either look at it and be upset about it, or you can look at it as a learning experience. And I, you know, tend to look at it as a learning experience to make the most out of the situation.
Jesse, last year you were the ARCA Series West champion, the youngest ever in the history of the series. What's your plans for this year and beyond?
Yeah, obviously this year I'm running super late models for Chris Sherman Motorsports. We've had a great year so far, and been running really well at a lot of marquee events. And then ARCA Menards Series West for Bill McInally Racing and for Napa Auto Parts, as well as the East Coast, you know, ARCA stuff, whether it be the Menards Series or the East, you know, ARCA East for Venturini Motorsports and Mobile One.
I read somewhere that, and I've forgotten where now, that your favorite TV show is Bones. So are you a David Boreanaz fan or an Emily Deschanel fan?
I haven't watched that show in so long. Who's the FBI agent, like the guy with the spiky hair?
That's David Boreanaz.
I like David. He's cool. I guess it done.
Yeah, you know, and now he has his new show, SEAL Team, on CBS. That's one of my favorites, too. Of course, it's amazing. The old guy, he still gets around pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jesse, I appreciate you spending some time with us. Good luck this weekend. Good luck the rest of the season. And, you know, if Kevin gets wound up on you, just tell him I said to take a chill pill, and he'll be better.
I got a lot of those stashed up for him, so I appreciate it, guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bud. Jesse Love driving this weekend for Venturini Motorsports at Iowa Speedway. NASCAR is off, but that doesn't mean racing stopped. The ARCA Series is pressing forward along with a huge doubleheader blizzard weekend at Pensacola Five Flag Speedway. When we come back, the Moose right here on WNSP.
This is Inside Alabama Racing on 105.5 FM and streaming live on WNSP.com. Reach up and pull them tight one more time, because it's time to get back on the track. Here's Tommy Prater.
Welcome back to Inside Alabama Racing. I'm Tommy Prater. Thank you for joining us this evening. Fun show. Our buddy Casey Roderick joined us to talk about this weekend's Blizzard Series races. And Jesse Love made his first appearance on the program. 16 years old. At 15, he was the 2020 ARCA Series West champion. Whew. Man. Every week, our program is brought to you by Judy's Place, Alabama Pipe and Supply, and the folks at Wade Distributors. It's time for this week's edition of the Moose Call, and let's bring in the Moose, Thomas Prater. How you doing, man?
Oh, all good. All good.
You know, I want to go off track just a little bit with you. The last week or so has been pretty taxing on our families, and a lot of people have helped kick in to make the world go around. I know you guys are still at USA Children's Women's Hospital with Bo. It's, I imagine you've had about enough.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely not the place you want to be for a long time, but, luckily, Bo's doing a lot better. All the people here at Women's and Children's have really been great in getting him where he needs to be. All I can tell all the parents out there with young children, if you know, there's RSV going on right now, so if your baby is looking and doing some weird breathing, go ahead and take him to the hospital. Don't wait.
It's always tough when kids get, and your whole group has been sick, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just luckily the other two kids, Elizabeth and Hugh, have been able to get past it. But, you know, a baby only 3 weeks old, you know, he needs a little help. So luckily he's a lot better, and hopefully we'll be out of here tomorrow.
That's an awesome deal. So I had Jesse Love on, who raced Berlin this past weekend. And apparently Berlin has a new fan in Jesse Love, because he said it's the worst place he's ever been to.
Oh, yeah. It is the worst place you ever go to. Definitely not a big fan of Berlin. You know, really a interesting track. There's really never any grip there at all. You know, and just to tell you how messed up it is, the only way you get grip off of turn four is you drive over a drainage ditch. So, I mean, a drainage grate. So, I mean, that just tells you it's already messed up.
We talked to Jesse. He just said, man, it's just, you know, we went there in a late model, thought we were pretty good, came back in the ARCA car and just not good.
Yeah, yeah, I feel his pain.
Now, I think we all will agree, though, that the fans in Marin, Michigan are phenomenal.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's, I've said this a lot, but, you know, you got these little short tracks in the middle of a cornfield. you can always count on the stands being packed and everybody having a good time.
And Berlin is at the one of the state fair sites. We've had a bunch of DK Lock people from the Michigan area come by to watch races.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just one of those places that try to block out. So I really don't know what happened there ever.
This weekend, Pensacola Five Flag Speedway Blizzard Series doubleheader. Friday night, Saturday night, $40,000 if you can win both nights.
Oh, man, that is that's a lot of money. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot of guys that are capable of winning and will try their best to. Really going to be a good show this weekend, I'm sure.
36 entries so far. A who's who of short track racing, including Grant Enfinger, Eric Jones, Bubba Pollard, Casey Roderick, Ryan Crane. I mean, the list goes on and on. It looks like a snowball derby field, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, yeah, that's a pretty strong field. Of course, he's going to be the one to beat, I'm sure, along with a bunch of others. So I'm sure it's going to be a great show this weekend.
Now, you've raced some of these doubleheader deals, but it was never a back-to-back at Pensacola. It was always a Friday night Pensacola, Saturday night Mobile when you were running the Blizzard Series and the Miller Lite Tour. That's a lot of racing in one weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know, it is, but, hey, if there's no better place to do it than Five Flag Speedway, they can definitely handle a lot of racing. They do it quite a bit.
And when you were racing back-to-back, I don't remember anybody offering $40,000.
Yeah, that's a lot of change. That's a lot of Hoosier tires right there. You could definitely probably stop at somewhere nice on the way home if you got that kind of money.
Might could even stop at the Booby Bungalow.
Yeah. Yeah, might be able to if we come out that way. For us,
I mean, that would certainly be enough money.
Wilcox Road.
Yeah, well, that was if we had a big win. If you had a big night, we stopped at the derail.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right, bud.
Yeah.
Well, I hear Bo in the background. You guys continue to get better at the hospital, and we'll holler at you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
As to Moose, that means that's our show for tonight. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Casey Roderick, Jesse Love. It's going to be fun to see Casey back at the racetrack this Friday and Saturday night at Pensacola. And then Jesse Love, 15, 16 years old. Let her rip, baby. That's all I can tell you. That's our show. Thank you for joining us.